It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy. Today's in is called the refreshing way. Start your day the refreshing way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy day, the refreshing way. The refreshing way. The refreshing way. The refreshing way.
Amen. God bless you. It's Friday, the preparation day, the 6th of the month of October. God bless you, my friend. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 118:24 and Psalm 122, verse 1. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. At this time, my wife undreamed of will take us to the throne of grace. She might not be available, so I'll have prayer. Father in heaven, thank you very much for this day. Bless us, dear Father, as we come before your presence, and we thank you for this opportunity. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Our opening song is It's About Time for the Coming of Christ.
It's about time for the coming. It's about time for Christian. It's about time. It's about time for the coming of Christ for King. It's about
to overcome the image of the beast. How to overcome the image of the beast. We talked yesterday and showed you how the image will be set up. We showed you that what happened with Nebuchadnezzar is he knew he had to have the police force on his side prior to the mandate. He had to have other infrastructures, and we'll talk about them after we pray. Father, thank you so much for this day. Bless us as we study how to overcome the image of the beast in Jesus' name. Amen. For those new to this, you really need to go back to yesterday on my timeline, or if you're hearing this and seeing it on the website, go back to yesterday, because we showed how that the people that Nebuchadnezzar focused on, it was the governors, the princes, that's the politicians, the people in office serving the people, governors, mayors, presidents, so on and so forth. He focused on the law enforcement. There were the sheriffs were there. It's right there in Daniel 3. He focused on the educational system because, you know, you have to follow science, of course. You've heard those kinds of things before. And so the counselors were there. Just about every aspect of influencing infrastructure that creates, that has influence and control over the people, we're all there. And that's how the image works, friends. The image of the beast basically tries to take over the schools, tries to take over the public municipalities, the law enforcement, and the captains were there. That means even the military had to comply. And once you have all of that, very hard for the common person not to be forced into bowing down to the image. So when you see things like that happening, your spiritual mind should be awakened. This is how the final chapters will play out, friends. This is how the legislatures and judicial and all of that is going to play out, that they have a plan. It's the devil's last throw of the dice, so to speak. But he's already lost. People haven't, those people who are people of God know that. The world has not known that, and so they're going to try to overcome, try to legislate morality and bring everybody to be forced, according to Revelation 13, worship on Sunday. That's it. That's why the devil has it all planned out. He has a demoralization of society, and then he's going to combat that demoralization of society by, with all the devastation that that brings, that we have to, a movement to come back to God. But that come back to God will have a symbol to it. That symbol will be Sunday worship, okay? But the image is the infrastructure of how it's all set up so that people can make that final decision as to whether they will receive the mark or not. So I can say this. A lot of people think that the vaccination is the mark of the beast. It is not the mark of the beast. But, however, whenever you see anything that involves coercing education, law enforcement, military, political leadership, public services, that's what the counselors think about, social work, okay, all the public services, denying access to travel, you know, things of this nature, denying access to businesses, so on and so forth. Friends, when you see that kind of thing, that's what you see here in Daniel. So we know time is short. How do you overcome it? Let's read the Bible. It says in verse 4 of Daniel 3, then an herald cried aloud, to you it is commanded, O people, nations, and languages, that at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king hath set up. And whoso falleth not down and worshipeth shall the same hour be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. Therefore, at that time when all the people heard the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and all kinds of music, all the people, the nations, and the languages fell down and worshipped the golden image, but Nebuchadnezzar the king, that Nebuchadnezzar the king, had set up. Wherefore, at that time certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews. They spoke and said to the king Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. Thou, O King, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, backbutt, psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whosoever falleth not down and worshipeth, that he should be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. Now, I want to bring something to your attention. God's wise people did not do anything to place themselves into notice that they were not in compliance. They didn't go out and, you know, protest to Nebuchadnezzar about this. The decree had been made. The image had been set up. We're talking about when the image is already set up. You know, they just were faithful to God in their own quiet way. And that's wisdom, friends. We don't have to be unwise and put ourselves unnecessarily in harm's way. They were reported to Nebuchadnezzar. They tried to do what they did in as best they could in a inconspicuous way. It goes on and says, there are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. There were people that were jealous of these appointments. These appointments came because their fellow Daniel had been placed in a higher position, and through his influence, they were placed in important positions. You know, I always wonder, where was Daniel? We know Daniel didn't bow down to that image. I believe King Nebuchadnezzar knew that Daniel wouldn't do it, and so he made Daniel a, as we call it, a designated survivor. You know, whenever there's a big meeting, like the State of the Union address, where most of Congress, if not all of Congress, and then the president, vice president. So you have the Congress, the Senate, vice president, president. If there was a bomb or some great catastrophe, it could wipe out the government completely. So the president appoints a designated survivor and puts him under Secret Service protection in a remote location so that if there was such a catastrophe, then the government would be able to move forward because he would become president, designated survivor. So I believe King Nebuchadnezzar loved Daniel. He didn't want to lose Daniel, so he just knew Daniel wasn't going to do that. So he just made Daniel a designated survivor, gave him some assignment somewhere else, knowing that. But here are Daniel's companions. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. I believe at that time the king recognized that these were companions of Daniel, because this is the same man that, just because he couldn't get a dream interpreted, he was willing to wipe out all of the wise men of Babylon. So surely, why would he give them a second chance? He gives them a second chance. Watch this. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now if ye be ready, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the image which I have made, well. But if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? How did he know that they served God? Because he knew they were friends of Daniel. I think that's why he was inclined to give him a second chance. Again, this is the one who was about to wipe out all the wise men of Babylon just because they couldn't tell him a dream. And now he's got this major image. And watch this. The one that he saw in the dream had only a head of gold. The breasts and arms were of silver, denoting another kingdom that would overtake his. And then it had belly and thighs of brass, denoting another kingdom. I'll give you the kingdom. He was Babylon, Medo-Persia is Greece. I'm sorry, Medo-Persia. Sorry, the breast and arms is Medo-Persia that conquered Babylon. And then Greece under Alexander the Great conquered Medo-Persia. And then the legs of iron, the emperors conquered Greece. And then you had iron and clay. Jeremiah 18 says God is the potter, the church was the clay. So you have the combination of church and state with feet and toes of iron and clay. That represented the Roman Catholic Church, which succeeded pagan Rome as a influencer of the world. And then you have the ten toes, which represents the Protestant movement, which we're in today. And in the days of those kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom. Jesus is coming soon, my brothers and sisters. Okay? So Nebuchadnezzar said, no, I'm never going to have a successor. He wanted to stay in power. He didn't believe in the peaceful transfer of power, brothers and sisters. And so he made it from head to toe of all gold to defy the word of God. But God loved him, and God was merciful to him. And he showed him, because he realized he had a good heart. He was just proud, old rascal. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said unto the king, we're talking about how to overcome the image of the beast. It doesn't start when the image is set up. That's the point we're going to make. Oh, Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. Look, we don't need any time to think about this. If it be so, our God whom we serve, you see, they were already serving him. So, friends, how do you overcome the image of the beast? You've got to have a relationship now. We've got to follow God's word now. We've got to be willing to step out in faith now and go with God, even if it goes against what man says. And brothers and sisters, there is no better opportunity for you to do that than to take care of your own body. I'm here to tell you, friends, you know, I watch what's going on the internet and other things. And don't get me wrong, there are some wonderful scientists, and they don't understand God's health plan. I just saw one scientist that was showing how people have gone from just plain old butter and meat and eggs, and now we have all this processed food. So they were basically saying the processed food is worse than the other food. Yes, but there's even something better than the eggs, the milk, the cheese, and the meat. It's called a plant-based whole food, plant-based diet, friends. Whole food, plant-based diet, fruits, nuts, grains, vegetables. You're not going to find, and look, you know, fruits, nuts, grains, vegetables, if you understand what that means from the Bible, that includes legumes and seeds and all that kind of thing because they're herb-bearing seed. But if you want to say legumes and seeds and foods made from them, not heavily processed foods and all this stuff, I'm talking about just natural foods, brothers and sisters, healthy foods. You won't find a single link from these foods that's connected to a chronic disease. You're not going to find anything that links arthritis to alfalfa. You're not going to find, except that it helps cure it maybe, you're not going to find any links from broccoli to bronchitis. You're not going to find any links from cauliflower to cancer. You're not going to find any links from dandelion to diabetes. It's not going to happen, friends. You can go down the alphabet. But if you cross over into either that animal kingdom or the heavily processed kingdom, then you start finding links to these diseases, friends. So while some scientists are correct in saying plain old butter, plain old meat, plain old eggs and cheese is better than some of the processed things in some regard, we have something better. So what does that little phrase say? Good, better, best. Don't let it rest until your good gets better and your better best. We have the best plan, and it is scientifically validated, friends. It might not be popular, but it's scientifically validated. So why are we bringing that up? Because your test might be your health. Your test as to whether you're going to follow God or man or the image of the beast might be your health, friends. When they put pressure on you, oh, you've got to take this, or you got to take this shot, you've got to take this drug, you've got to do this, you've got to do that. What does God have to say? That's all we're saying. If God says you have to do it, then you should do it. But what does the Bible say? God says, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God and do that which is right in his sight and will give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, it says, I will put none of these diseases upon thee which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Friends, if you study in the book of Revelation, sorcery, that was drug medication. And you know, sorcery is like a trickery. And it really does trick your body. It doesn't heal you. It just takes away a symptom, but you still have the disease. There's not a single drug that cures a disease. It may handle the symptom. But healing comes from God, friends. So when we're told that to heal the sick, that means cooperate with God in the healing of the sick. All right. Listen to what they said. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, that's the point. You've got to be a servant of God, serving him, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And if he will deliver us, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. That means he had a nice demeanor toward Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Come on, man. Let's compromise a little bit. But then, when it didn't happen, the rage came out. You better be careful, brothers and sisters. Sometimes people will come in a pleasing manner. Law enforcement, they learn how to work with you. Investigators who are interrogating, you know, they learn how to be your friend, and there's techniques that they learn is in their interrogation. And you need to be careful because they're really trying to get a conviction. Okay. Now, please understand, I'm not trying to say that guilty people shouldn't be put in jail, but there is a lot of innocent people in jail because of tactics such as that. It says, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore, he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 17 times more than was wont to be heated. Make it 7 times hotter. He didn't even know it. He was about to kill his chief soldiers. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hosen, their hats, and with other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's command was urgent and the furnace exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So what did the king end up doing? In the end, he ended up getting embarrassed because their God, which is the God of heaven, showed that his stupid image was nothing, and he lost some of his best soldiers. Friends, it's just best to serve God. You're going to lose good people when you don't serve God. He lost some, at least, you know, when I say good people, I don't know their character, but I'm just saying their ability and their loyalty. He lost his best just because of his pride. Be careful with pride, friend. You might lose your husband. You might lose your wife. You might lose your friends. You might lose your church family. All because of pride, friends. You might be in jail for the rest of your life because of pride. Humble yourself, the Bible says. And when we humble ourselves, God doesn't have to humble us. Therefore, the king's commandment was urgent, and the furnace exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those men which took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar was astonished, that means astonished, and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the flame, and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. How did he know it was like the Son of God? Because that was their character. They had the character of Jesus. That's what's wrong with Christianity, brothers and sisters. Christianity, Christians forgot that the first part of Christianity is Christ. And so we don't act like Christ. We abuse people. Not we. Those who aren't converted abuse people. They lie to people. They steal from people. They commit. I'm talking about, you know, all have sinned and fallen short. But I'm talking about people who refuse to be converted, brothers and sisters. And there is a difference because all have sinned and come short. Thank God that he doesn't hold our past against us like we do, like people do to each other. I'm not going to put myself in it because by the grace of God, I don't do that. Might have been the victim of it, but I don't do that by God's grace because I know what it feels like, brothers and sisters. You know, we can all overcome. We can overcome anything and that besets us. But many people have been the victims of sins, crimes, and what does they say? High crimes and misdemeanors when they think about an impeachment done by Christians. And so that doesn't mean Christianity is bad, friends. You'll find corrupt Muslims. You'll find corrupt Hindus. Your religion doesn't guarantee a lack of corruption. It's a relationship with God. But we who profess to be followers of God often do not have the character of God. We're not kind, loving, gentle, long-suffering sometimes. And we've got to be like Jesus, brothers and sisters. What does that say? Be like Jesus, this my song, in the home and in the throng. How long? Be like Jesus all day long. I would be like Jesus. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth out of the midst of the fire. Came forth of the midst of the fire, it says. And the princes, governors, captains, and the king's counselors being gathered together saw these men upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was an hair of their head singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who have sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him, and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies, that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Did you hear it? They yielded their bodies not to serve another god. Friends, this has health implications. It does. We can't be yielding our body to serve other gods. Your body is God's temple. He wants to live in it. He can't live in it when you got it full of drugs. And you think I'm talking about crack and cocaine. Yes, those too. But when you take other stuff that could be cured with natural remedies and lifestyle, my brothers and sisters, you're contaminating the kingdom of God, the temple of God, I should say. Therefore, and you just can't stop all drugs cold turkey, friends, but we need to start living free. Live free, love God, include temperance, vital water, eat healthy, fresh air, rest, exercise, and enjoy sunlight. That's the live free lifestyle. Therefore, I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there was no other God that can deliver after this sort. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. Friends, it will be to our best interest to serve the living God, to be faithful to him. It will be not your downfall. It will be your uprising. Now, that doesn't mean that there won't be some martyrs in this time period, brothers and sisters. There will be. But nonetheless, you'll die in peace, and your legacy will be to save souls, and you'll see those souls in the kingdom of heaven, my friend. And so this is how we overcome the image of the beast. We need to have a connection with God now and start running with the footmen so that we can contend with horses. If in times of peace we trust in God, then when the Jordan swells, brothers and sisters, we will be prepared. What are you doing today to solidify your walk with God? Are you at peace with God, friend? Do you know Jesus? Do you study the word? Do you have peace of mind where you're not angry with people, proud and now I'm not saying you can't have righteous indignation when you see wrong done, but are you angry at people, friends? Are you frustrated and bothered and can't sleep at night? Oh, my friends, give Jesus a try. Give your heart to him. He wants your heart. He will take it and give you peace. The only way to get peace. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this day. We do ask for thy spirit to come and abide with us. We thank you for your kindness and mercy. We ask, Lord, that you would bless, that the Holy Spirit will fill each and every one of us. Thank you for your kindness and grace. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. God is good, my friends. Let's, at this time, have our transition song, the torso song. We'll be back in a little while with a health message by Lenny. What is propylene glycol? The torso song that is next.
In the state of Pennsylvania,
There's a one of a kind place where healing is the feeling, north of the Mason-Dixon line. You might enter with diabetes and have it reversed by fasting and feasting on good food from the earth. In the state of Pennsylvania, there is help for your heart. Reverse hypertension with a brand new start. Need an answer to cancer? It may shock you to know God's healing plants are His natural chemo. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Your abnormalities may be autoimmune. Butter, meat, eggs, and cheese line your greasy spoon. Get new freedom if you're bound to diseases the whole nine. Learn to eat from the ground north of the Mason-Dixon line. Do you feel enslaved? Are you stressed and depressed? Your life can be saved. You can feel refreshed. Now you need to be pampered, and you need to find rest. So stop being hampered. This is life at its best. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. So when you indulge and you run from the scale, the battle of the bulge will be your tattletale. When you look at the floor and you can't see your feet, just knock on our door. We will show you how to eat. Are you frying your brain with caffeine and pop? You can break every chain, your addiction can stop. Smoking and drinking will give you a stroke. We will light up your life so you don't have to smoke. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. No disease at this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice,
we will show you how you can get married twice by renewing your vow.
If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to earth. Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Yes, you must come and see. And if you want to know, you must come and see.
We'll now hear from Sister Lenny on the subject, what is propylene glycol?
Good morning. Happy Friday. What is propylene glycol? Propylene glycol is a synthetic liquid substance that absorbs water. Propylene glycol is also used to make polyester compounds. It is used by the chemical, food, and pharmaceutical industries as an antifreeze when leakage might lead to contact with food. The Food and Drug Administration has classified propylene glycol as an additive that is generally recognized as safe for use in food. It is used to absorb extra water and maintain moisture in certain medicines, cosmetics, or food products. It is a solvent for food colors and flavors, and in paint and plastic industries. Propylene glycol is also used to create artificial smoke or fog used in firefighting training and in theatrical productions. Other names for propylene glycol is methyl glycol and trimethyl glycol. It is clear, colorless, slightly syrupy liquid at room temperature. It may exist in air in the vapor form, although propylene glycol must be heated or briskly shaken to produce a vapor. It is odorless and tasteless. Now, it says that there are regulations and guidelines for propylene glycol designed to protect the public from potential adverse health effects. I would just like to read to you health problems that can occur by using propylene glycol products. Being at Country Life, one of the things that they did with me was take me through a list of ingredients of items that cause cancer cells to grow, excuse me, and propylene glycol was one of them. Propylene glycol can cause nausea and vomiting. Exposure can cause headaches, dizziness, lightheadedness. You can pass out, have seizures, go into convulsions, skin allergies, rashes, itching, pink eye if you touch it and it get into your eye, neurological problems, health problems, kidneys, and liver problems. If you already have health problems with the kidneys and the liver, propylene glycol can make it worse, and it can cause cancer. So it is a cancer agent. How can you avoid propylene glycol? You want to check your labels on your foods, your drinks, and your personal items. It's in almost everything. It may say propylene glycol, monoester or diester, or simply propylene glycol. Sometimes it's not even listed as an ingredient. If it's not used as a direct additive in your food, but it's there, avoid processed food and eat a wholesome foods. Eat those type of foods. This morning's health segment is coming from Agency for Toxic Substances and Disease. May God direct you today as you continue to seek healthy ways to be well and live free. God bless you.
Amen. And Sister Linda, you did just fine with theatrical.
Theatrical.
All right. Yeah, you did just fine with it. All right. It's time for sharing and caring time. We will at this time go to Facebook. We've got Sister Bernadette saying good morning to everybody. We've got Sister Vicky from Georgia, Bernadette from Florida. Georgia is good morning, happy preparation day. We've got Sister Salita, good morning from Virginia. Sister Angela is there. We've got Sister Gloria saying good morning from Virginia. Brother Peyton from North Carolina, happy preparation day and good morning. And we have Bashan Myers. We've got Brian Holm from the country of Kenya in Africa wishing us a happy preparation day. On the call, we have Ohio represented. Ohio again. We have Alabama. We have Maryland. We have Delaware, and Delaware again. We have Michigan. We have Iowa. We have Oklahoma. We have Michigan again, and Georgia. Phone lines are open. Press star 6 if you have any comment or question. We'd love to share with you at this time. Who'll be first? Well, I would like to say that we will be in retreat starting Sunday, and we'd like to ahead of time, ask for prayer for us and for the guests coming to be healed. And that's our prayer request. And we want to continue to lift up our friends of the ministry that are jailed in New York. I talked to the husband yesterday. They talk, you know, throughout the week. And, you know, they're in good spirits and trusting in God. So let's keep praying for them. God's timing knows no haste and no delay, but we need to pray. Amen. And just continue to ask God to bless that many people will be trained to go out and do the medical missionary work. And we want to pray for the sick, and I want to ask for a specific prayer for one of our special people listening today that was recently hospitalized in Michigan. And we just want to keep her in prayer that the Lord will heal her of her condition. That's my prayer request. Does anyone else have anything they'd like to share?
Pastor, I have a prayer request.
Sure.
I'm requesting prayer for the youth. I'm requesting prayer for the individuals that are in my life, that I would be able to be a witness to them and not a hindrance. I just want to thank God for the sisterhood that I have with my female friends, family members, and really have a strong closer. As our relationship grows, that we draw closer to the Lord. And I do continue to pray for every prayer that's requested on this broadcast throughout the week, throughout the day, constantly. Brother Joseph has been on my mind a lot, so I'm just saying that we do extra prayers for him as well. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. All right. There's no one else in the queue. we'll just ask my wife, Andrinda, to take us to the throne of grace at this time.
Father in heaven, we thank you for this time of worship. Lord, we put before you the requests that have been mentioned and already asked, and we know you're answering. We pray that you will help Sister Lenny to be able to be a witness to those individuals that you have placed in her life. Her petition for the youth, Lord, you know that there are young people, even grandchildren that she has, and that look up to her and that see her as a role model. We ask that you will allow her walk to be a reflection of your life. We pray for those sisters that you have placed, her friends in her life, Lord, that all of them will continue to draw close to you and draw even closer bonds among themselves. And we pray, Lord, that you would help those that are seeking truth and needing help, Lord, that they would be, that she would be able to help each individual in, according to how you would have it to be, Lord. I want to pray that you would be with our friends in New York and that you would be with their care and their cases, and pray that you would be with the health retreat that's coming up and our health guests. Pray, Lord, that you will honor all the petitions my husband had mentioned. I have failed to remember each of them as I did not have a chance to note them all. And I just pray, Lord, that if I missed any, that you will answer those. We know that I think Brother Donald came up with Sister Lenny's request and others. There's others, Lord, that we don't always hear from. But I do pray that you will bless every soul and everyone and be with all of us in a way that we need you, because we need the protection, the guidance, and the deliverance from our Lord. And on this day of preparation, may you help us be ready for your holy Sabbath. All these things are asked and prayed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. But he shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life.
Therefore, if we do our part in faith, God would open ways before us now undreamed of. God bless you, and happy preparation day.
Yes. We will be on in the morning tomorrow, and we also will have worship service. We will be moving to the next system, the hematologic system. So there will be a sermon from science, physiology from the Bible sermon on that topic. All right, God bless you. It's time now for us to have our closing song, I Will Trust in the Lord.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will worship the Lord. I will worship the Lord. I will.